and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Measles, the discomforting dots are spreading since they first popped up in Southern California. Where have they spread and what are the concerns? Correspondent Barry Bagnato has that and he joins us live to explain.
14 states now have cases, nearly 100 in all, including in Arizona where the outbreak is considered to be at a critical point as tens of thousands stream in for this weekend's Super Bowl. CDC doctor Ann Schuchat.
It's only January and we've already had as many cases as we have all year in typical years.
There's no disagreement on what's driving it. People who refuse to get vaccinations, which are 97% effective. Fed up Los Angeles pediatrician Dr. Charles Goodman is refusing to treat kids who aren't vaccinated.
All those other kids who could get measles, I need to protect them. And I can't do what's right for 10 or 20 people and let the other 2,000 go by the wayside.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Is he dead or alive? Still no word from ISIS on the status of a captured Jordanian fighter pilot. In Amman, reporter Dale Gavlak.
There has been no mention of any proof of life so far, and that has been the key demand by Jordan in order to release Sajedah Rishawi, who is the Iraqi terrorist that is in their jail.
And there's no word on the fate of journalist Kenji Goto, who's also a hostage. CBS's Lucy Kraft says for Goto's family and for people in general, there's
a feeling of helplessness. This is really not within Japan's ability to influence at all. So there's a great deal of frustration over it, too.
Stateside, the Keystone Pipeline measure came up for a Senate vote.
The ayes are 62, the nays are 36. Senate Bill 1, as amended, is passed.
But that bill has to be reconciled with a House version, and the president has said he plans to veto whatever Congress does come up with. One man is dead and others hospitalized after an altercation yesterday afternoon at a fast food place in Compton, California. Trouble that the L.A. County Sheriff's Department says involved rap producer Suge Knight.
He drove backwards and struck the victims and then went forward and struck them again.
Officers say Knight was involved in a hit and run. His attorney says,
let's let the Sheriff's Department conduct their investigation and see where the facts come out.
Suge Knight, the founder of Death Row Records, has turned himself in and he is now being questioned by homicide detectives in L.A. Poet Rod McEwen, big in the 60s and 70s, has died in Beverly Hills. Rolling Stone's Anthony DeCurtis says McEwen was
an artist who found his audience without kind of critical intervention. You know, he was not somebody that the critics had ever loved, but people loved his work.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
Rod McEwen wrote that 1974 hit for Terry Jacks. And his song Gene was nominated for an Oscar for the film A Boy Named Charlie Brown. Rod McEwen was 81. On Wall Street, S&P futures are down 12 points. Dow futures are down 119. This is CBS News.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Loyalty can be hard to find these days. That's why at Advance Auto Parts, we've decided to reward your dedication with some loyalty of our own. Introducing Speed Perks, the most generous parts rewards program out there. For every $30 you spend, we'll give you $5 back on your next qualified purchase. No card to carry, no points to keep track of. And your rewards are good on everything in the store. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage.
See store to sign up or visit speedperks.com for details.
From Up With People to Michael Jackson, from Springsteen to The Stones to Bruno Mars, getting to do halftime at a Super Bowl is a big deal. So, who will be in the spotlight on Sunday?
Let's get her out here. Katy Perry.
Katy Perry says she is ready for Sunday's show, and she pokes some fun at the NFL about the recent football tampering allegations.
I don't think I'm so much of an expert on the game of football, but I think I can assure everyone in here that nothing in my performance will be deflated.
Perry, who is friends with Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, says she will not be a neutral observer.
I love the Seahawks because of Russell, and I think that I'm going to probably go for them.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Super Bowl in Phoenix.
For the media, no more chit-chat with Russell Wilson. All players are off limits now till after the game, and today both coaches talk to reporters. The commissioner gives his State of the NFL address. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Hunting for a used vehicle you can trust? All Honda certified pre-owned vehicles are backed by an outstanding Honda limited warranty that provides coverage of engine and transmission components for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. They're even KBB.com's most trusted brand for 3 years running. We think that's pretty trustworthy. Find the right vehicle for you at HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Start something special with Honda certified pre-owned vehicles.
Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Now for a word from Joe Stettinius, Chief Executive of the Americas at DTZ.
Cassidy Turley is now DTZ, a global leader in commercial real estate, providing occupiers, tenants, and investors a full spectrum of commercial real estate solutions. Experience a new leader in commercial real estate services. Experience DTZ.
To learn more about DTZ, visit DTZ.com. New year, new opportunity. DTZ.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, smoking, poor diet, and the lack of exercise mean North Carolinians are living with more chronic disease and dying sooner than the average American.
We have a C in tobacco, a D in physical activity, and Fs in both nutrition and obesity.
Google made an exciting announcement earlier this week. We told you about it on WCHL. It would be bringing its ultra-fast internet service to our area. We'll tell you how to get hooked up. And the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce held its annual meeting on Thursday with about 400 people in attendance. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning. The number 13 North Carolina men's basketball team travels to number 10 Louisville to take on the defensive-minded Cardinals on Saturday afternoon at 4. Of course, we'll have that game for you on WCHL. And it's Super Bowl weekend. Plus,
a Tar Heels facewood could be a defining 48 hours.
That's this morning in our Chamsky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
38 degrees this morning, not so cold, 707 WCHL, beginning of a pretty nice day today, partly sunny today, and we will get some strong winds later on. We have a small chance of an isolated shower or two today. Our high today, about 48 degrees. Smoking, poor diet, and a lack of exercise mean that residents of North Carolina are living with more chronic disease and dying sooner than the average American. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
According to the NC Prevention Report Card, North Carolina residents are struggling to meet public health goals for tobacco use, nutrition, obesity, and physical activity. Rachel Zuger is the Research and Evaluation Coordinator for the Chapel Hill-based nonprofit Prevention Partners. She says the state's grades are not good.
Right now, we're not doing great. We have a C in tobacco, a D in physical activity, and Fs in both nutrition and obesity. So there's definitely work to be done.
The report measures state progress on national public health goals set for 2020. Tobacco use continues to be the leading cause of preventable death in the U.S. And here in North Carolina, residents are smoking at a higher rate than elsewhere. Zucker says this year, North Carolina earned a C for tobacco use, down from a grade B last year.
In tobacco policies, other states have continued to make progress, whereas we've kind of stayed the same. So I think we're seeing ourselves slide a little bit in tobacco maybe, which is too bad because previously we had been at a B and we were really seeing that as a great area.
The report points to policy changes at the state and local levels that could lower tobacco use, including designating more smoke-free places and increasing funding for cessation support services. When it comes to nutrition and obesity, the report suggests economic challenges are hitting families hard. 17% of North Carolina households face hunger, and at the same time, 2 out of every 3 adults and slightly more than a quarter of North Carolina high school students are overweight or obese. The problem is more significant for those with lower levels of education and income. Zucker says obesity and poor diet go hand in hand as it costs more to eat well.
You can be malnourished and obese. There's a difference between nutrition and obesity.
Compounding the problem, the majority of North Carolina's adults are not getting the recommended weekly minimum amount of physical activity. Zucker says when it comes to changing the state's health grades, workplace programs can have a big impact.
Because people spend so much of their daily lives at work. And so if we see workplaces passing policies to promote cheaper, healthy foods, time for physical activity or access to those facilities, helping employees quit, we really see that as key.
Prevention Partners is launching an initiative with some of North Carolina's largest employers to try and change workplace culture to support healthy lifestyles. Zucker says the plan, called Healthy Together North Carolina, should reach up to 20% of the state's workforce. You can find out more, including a link to the full interactive report card, on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It was a packed house yesterday for the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting. Several honors were handed out during the proceedings. One award went to a public servant for partnership with the business community, and this year that recognition went to Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith.
I'm very honored to have been singled out, but the responsibility for it doesn't rest on my shoulders. The people in this room, the folks I serve with on the council, extraordinary town staff led by Roger Stancil, the partnership with our university, the forward-thinking business leadership in this community, that's what's responsible for the achievements that have been listed out. And I couldn't be more honored to have a little part in helping make all that happen. So thank you all very much. I'm still a little shocked. Thank you.
There was also an update given on the status of Hillsborough Hospital joining the UNC healthcare system from Jeff Strickler.
Our emergency department will be opening first July of 2015, followed in August by performing outpatient surgery there at Hillsborough Hospital. And then finally, all of our inpatient units will begin to open in September, and the hospital will be fully opening and functioning at that time.
Longtime Orange County Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass, who recently retired, was recognized with the Duke Energy Citizenship and Service Award. The finalists for the Chamber's Businesses of the Year were also named at that meeting yesterday. You can see the full list of the finalists on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. Another lawsuit challenging election laws in North Carolina made by Republicans is focusing solely on photo ID requirements to cast ballots in person beginning in 2016. A trial judge scheduled arguments for today in Wake County between attorneys for the state and voters who sued to challenge the photo ID mandate. The judge has been asked to either throw it out or uphold it. The voters in two groups argue the requirement violates the state constitution because it expands the qualifications citizens must meet before they can vote. State attorneys say citizens always have been required to establish their identities before getting ballots. Three federal lawsuits challenge photo ID and additional elements of the elections overhaul law. Those cases have been consolidated and set for trial this summer. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is reporting 9 new flu-related deaths in the state last week. That brings the total number of deaths tied to influenza this season to 137, which is an extremely high number. One reason the virus is so deadly this year is because the vaccine is not a good match. Doctors with the State Department of Health and Human Services say that the main strain of flu circulating this season is H3N2, which tends to cause more severe illness in the elderly. This flu season is expected to see high activity through the middle of next month. Officials say the season peaked in mid-December. Last flu season, there were 107 deaths reported across Ontario State, and already 137 during this flu season. A rally is being held just after noon today in front of the Silent Sam Memorial on the UNC campus. Students have organized this event to protest the namesake of Saunders Hall. The building is named after William H. Saunders, who is an 1854 graduate of UNC. During the Civil War, he served as a colonel. Saunders served as Secretary of State in North Carolina and also was a university trustee in the late 1800s. But his history also includes being known as the chief organizer of the Ku Klux Klan in North Carolina and Chapel Hill around 1870. The UNC students that have organized the protest are calling for the building to be renamed to honor Zelda Neale Hurston, the American folklorist who has ties to UNC. Well, of course, Google made the exciting announcement earlier in the week that it would be bringing its ultra-fast internet service to our area. That story coming up next on WCHL and how you can get connected to all that. Right now, it's 7:14, time for a look at morning traffic on WCHL. And this traffic report brought to you by Cruisers. Here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. 40 eastbound, beginning to see a little bit of busy traffic in spots if you're making your way towards RTP from 15501. Northbound Durham Freeway also starting to see a little bit of congestion filling up between Alexander Drive and Austin Avenue. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. The Cruisers Convenience Marketplace note of the day, the important message to pass along. You can fuel up right now at Cruisers with fresh brewed beans, cafe coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, it is 8 degrees this morning, a little bit warmer than it has been. 38 in Chapel Hill, 37 this morning in Carborough, also 37 in Hillsboro. Partly sunny early and then becoming mostly sunny later on in the day. It is kind of wet out there this morning because of rain we had last night. And we do expect a slight chance of an isolated shower sometime today, probably during the first half of the day. It's going to be rather breezy, some strong winds late in the afternoon. Our high today about 48. Tonight, clear skies, colder temperatures, lows all the way down to the low 20s. And for your weekend, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Saturday night, partly cloudy and low around 30. And then on Sunday, just a plain old cloudy day. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon, high on Sunday in the upper 40s. Sunday night, in case you're wondering, it's not going to be as cold with the low in the low 40s. So, like that a lot better. 716 WCHL. As I mentioned a moment ago, everybody knows the story about Google Fiber. There was an exciting announcement early in the week that Google would be bringing its ultra-fast internet service to our area. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more now on what the next step is to get wired to Google Fiber. In other words, how can you get it?
Word was spreading around Chapel Hill and Carborough at speeds possibly even faster than Google Fiber can manage after the announcement was made on Tuesday. Google Fiber is bringing their 1 gigabit internet service to the Triangle. So what's next?
This is just the beginning. Building a brand new super fast fiber network is a big job and we have a lot of work ahead. Our next step is to work with the city to design that network so that we can bring Google Fiber to the Triangle as smoothly and efficiently as possible.
That's Erica Swanson, head of community impact at Google Fiber. She says that there is no hard timetable or even a cost for that matter for getting the gigabit internet service in our neighborhoods at this time. Swanson says it has taken a lot of work and cooperation with city leaders to get to this point, adding that collaboration isn't done yet. She says that Google Fiber will enter our area through what they are calling fiberhoods.
A fiberhood is a group of houses, maybe as many as 300 houses, that are clustered around a telecom cabinet. Telecom cabinet is where we connect to the internet, is how we connect to the internet backbone, and importantly, it's what brings fiber to people's street.
Now, Google Fiber provides internet speeds 100 times faster than the standard service across the country, but currently, the United States ranks 11th in the world in terms of internet speeds, with an average service of 10.5 megabits per second, according to the latest Akamai rankings. Swanson says Google Fiber will bring the U.S. to level ground with the fastest service available anywhere in the world. She adds that speed can alter how small companies do business.
In Kansas City, one of our first small businesses customers is using speed to increase the speed at which they can process their online transactions. They can share massive files easily instead of trucking across town.
Now, Swanson is using that trucking across town phrase literally. The small business owner she's speaking of said that it used to be quicker to get in their vehicle and drive a storage device with large amounts of electronic data to its intended destination. But that process can now all be done electronically. Now, Swanson says that it's not all for work. The gigabit internet service can enhance our experience at home as well.
Speed enables instant downloads, instant uploads. Faster internet and higher speed internet allows for video chatting with grandparents and doing those things online, like watching Netflix movies.
In addition to the convenience of the ultra-fast internet service, Swanson says this technology can help bridge the digital divide and provide internet to those who have not had access to the information superhighway in the past.
The internet is for everyone. And so with that in mind, we have product options that recognize that and make it easy for people to sign up, whether they are new to the internet or they've been online and they want that ultra-high-speed gigabit connection.
Swanson says the best way to stay up to date with the latest developments from Google Fiber is to register online.
Sign up at google.com/fiber. If you go to that website, people should be able to enter their email address, enter their mailing address, and then be the first to know when we have important updates about our timelines, our construction schedule, or when signups will begin.
You can find a link to that website on chapelboro.com. AT&T is also in the process of bringing their gigabit internet service to our community. City leaders announced the agreement with AT&T last June, and construction of their system is expected to be completed this year. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:20, time for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Well, Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Tom Brady's cold continues to be big news in Phoenix. Patriots and Seahawks are gearing up for the Super Bowl. Patriots quarterback still sounded a little congested when he met with the media yesterday, but he said he expected to be 100% on Sunday. He'll be ready to go. You can bet he will. He participated fully in practice on Wednesday and said he felt a lot better yesterday. On the Seattle side of things, different kind of personality. Running back Marshawn Lynch is notorious for not talking to the media. He actually made some comments to reporters yesterday. In short, he simply said he's got nothing to talk about. He left after his mandatory 5 minutes. In actual football news, Seahawks coach Pete Carroll says the referees will use hand signals to indicate clearly when normally eligible receivers check in the Super Bowl as ineligible, a technique the Patriots have used in the postseason. Carroll spoke about conversations he had with league officials after Seattle and New England reached the Super Bowl to get an understanding how those players would be identified. Anyway, the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday with all that goes along with it. Seattle Seahawks, New England Patriots, ought to be a good game. The number 13 North Carolina men's basketball team, 17-4 on the season and 7-1 in ACC play. They're on quite a roll right now, but they have a road trip tomorrow, which is going to be tough. Number 10, Louisville. That is going to take place Saturday afternoon at 4 in Louisville, a pivotal ACC showdown for sure. WCHL's Matt Oaks has more.
The Tar Heels will hope to be road warriors in the coming weeks as they strap themselves in for a stretch that includes away games in 4 of the next 5 matchups. That all begins Saturday with a tough test at the KFC Yum Center against a Louisville squad that will have revenge on its mind. Earlier this month, the Cardinals dropped a 72-71 decision to the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill. UNC is looking for its 7th win in a row and 12th in 13 games overall. In the latest win against Syracuse, it was sophomore guard Nate Britt who made a welcome statement.
Nate was awesome. Feels so good for him. He had the death in the family's grandfather the night of the North Carolina State game. 15 stitches in his mouth at Wake Forest. He's been battling.
That was UNC head coach Roy Williams. Despite the radical switch in shooting hands last summer, Coach Williams says he never doubted Britt's decision.
His release looks great, and his left-handed release, because of the hitch he had, has taken up, never looked great. I've never doubted that decision, and you love it when you have that kind of support from the family. And he has. He's been struggling. Little Rascal was a big-time player for us.
Meanwhile, Carolina junior point guard Marcus Page rang up a team-leading 22 points Monday night, but it hasn't always been smooth sailing for Page this season. But to that end, Coach Williams says he's never been too concerned with Page's shooting touch.
I told you guys more than once, if Marcus was my biggest concern, I've got a really blessed life.
Against a Cardinal squad led by two outstanding playmakers in Terry Rozier and Montrezl Harrell, the Tar Heels will need to be flowing on the offensive end to escape enemy territory victorious. For UNC, a comfortable Britt, who says his team is like a family to him, will be hoping for a reprise of his standout performance.
Well, I've had a lot of support from my family and from my teammates, and especially the coaching staff. They've always made me feel like this is a second home to me, and anything that I ever needed, they're there for me. So I just feel like them backing me through whatever I need to get through the personal things that have been going on. They've been there, so I feel like I give the credit to them.
Coach Williams is open and honest about his team's inability to knock down shots, but in recent games, it seems the Tar Heels have begun to find the range.
You know, we got three guys got 17 and another guy got 22 against a defense that's really tough for us. We don't shoot the ball exceptionally well, to say the least, but 9 out of 16 tonight, I'd take that every night, to say the least.
In Carolina's 6-game winning streak, the team has shot 50.8% from the floor. Britt, for one, has a supreme confidence in his team's upward trajectory in the ACC. With all the pieces seemingly coming together, the sophomore is confident.
We're starting to feel each other out a little bit more. Kennedy and Bryce have been playing off the charts. Marcus is getting his confidence back, and he's playing well. Justin's playing well. So, and JP's doing what he does. So I feel like when we have everyone working and doing their job, we can be really good.
UNC leads the all-time series with the Cardinals 10-3. The last win for Rick Pitino's squad came more than 15 years ago in 1999. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heels really appear to be a team on the rise right now. They're really on a roll. On the other hand, over at Duke University, things not going so well, and something really unusual happened yesterday. Duke has dismissed junior guard Rashid Suleiman from the team. In a statement from the school on Thursday, Coach Mike Krzyzewski said Suleiman, quoting here, has been unable to consistently live up to the standards required to be a member of our program. It became apparent that it was time to dismiss him from the program. Really an unusual move for Coach K. The school says Suleiman remains in good academic standing, so it's not that, and is expected to finish the spring semester. Suleiman was averaging 7.5 points, 2 rebounds, and 1.8 assists this year, coming off the bench in every game. Last year, he was a starter. The move comes a day after the fourth-ranked Blue Devils lost at number 8 Notre Dame. They traveled to unbeaten and second-ranked Virginia on Saturday night, so it's not going to get any easier for Duke. With 2 weeks to go in high school basketball's regular season, the race for playoff spots in the Pac-6 and Big 8 Conference are wide open. Tonight, Chapel Hill travels to Cedar Ridge. Tigers are now tied for third in the Big 8 after a win over Oxford Webb on Tuesday. It was a rebound victory for Chapel Hill, who lost to seventh-place Northwood last week. Tigers coach Bill Walton says playing 3 games in 4 days led to some inconsistency.
I think that has something to do with the inconsistency, all the games in a row. Not being able to practice and get some things done, like shooting drills, and being able to put some touch on the ball. And then we've tried some different lineups. You know, we've been going with some different kids, different rotations to see if we can get better.
Meanwhile, Cedar Ridge is coming off a loss to Southern Durham on Tuesday night. Red Wolves coach Clay Jones says Marquez Hunter has been a steady scoring threat recently.
We've been looking for that third person to step up, and Marquez, especially the last 2 weeks, has had very big games defensively, and he's got a tough assignment. I mean, we put him against best player or the second best player they got, and we tell him to D him up, and he gets out in transition, and he's been a big factor in what we're doing here lately.
Talking about Marquez Hunter, coming up tonight here on WCHL, East Chapel Hill hosts Riverside at the Pac-6 Conference. Wildcats fell to Pac-6 leader Jordan in double overtime on Tuesday. Our coverage of Riverside at East will begin tonight at 6:30 with Above the Rim on WCHL. And coming up at the end of our next newscast, in just a few minutes here, we'll tell you about the Carolina football schedule, which is out now. And we also have a story about Charlotte Smith, a name that's very famous around here with Tar Heel women's basketball. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels' facewood could be a defining 48 hours. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Preseason picks in college basketball very often go awry in February when certain players and teams emerge. For example, it may be no coincidence that Marcus Paige began playing better when he was considered out of the running for Player of the Year. And while Jahlil Okafor already has ACC Rookie of the Year wrapped up, he will certainly get stiff competition for Player of the Year from Notre Dame's dynamic senior Jerian Grant, who had a spectacular night in the win over Duke. Although things could change, right now it is a three-team race for first place between 7-0 Virginia, 8-1 Notre Dame, and 7-1 Carolina. The Tar Heels can either stake their claim to first place or fall back in the pack after Saturday's visit to 10th-ranked Louisville and the big home matchup with 2nd-ranked Virginia Monday night. 2 wins would make Carolina the favorite to win the regular season because they do not have return games against Notre Dame and Virginia. Most people think Louisville will even the score for its 1-point loss in Chapel Hill 3 weeks ago, but Duke defeated the Cardinals on their home court with a frustrating zone defense, and Carolina is one of the best overall defensive teams in the country. The Heels will have to contain Terry Rozier and Montrezl Harrell, but they can certainly win the game. Then, regardless of what happens when Duke visits Virginia Saturday night, Carolina has a great chance to knock off the No. 2 Cavaliers in the Smith Center Monday night. February is when teams begin to show their true colors for the postseason. And if you are not playing well over the last month of the regular schedule, it does not bode well for a high seed in both the ACC and NCAA tournaments. For example, Virginia wasn't picked to win the ACC last year, but did. And surprising Paige propelled the Tar Heels to a 13-5 finish when it looked like they would never get there after losing 3 straight and 4 out of 5 in January. When the dust settles Tuesday morning, there could be 4 or 5 teams jammed up with 2 or 3 losses in the league. unless some team led by some player breaks away and becomes the team to beat in February. With two games against Duke and a trip to Miami as the toughest of their last eight games, Carolina has the chance to step up and take control of the ACC race, or leave it to Virginia and Notre Dame to battle it out down the stretch. This is our chance, Keith. See you.
WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Kit. It's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Every morning, 7 days a week, the bakers at 411 West Italian Cafe make a fresh batch of dough and let it rise. This is the beginning of the famous rolls at 411. When you sit down to order, you get your drink of choice, and you're presented with fresh, warm rolls straight from the oven. It's the perfect prelude to any Italian dish, and it's our way of welcoming you to our restaurant. 411 West's famous dill rolls, the perfect start to a delicious dinner.
It's a chocolate lover's dream and a sweet day to be a hero for the people you know affected by cancer. Cornucopia Cancer Support Center hosts its 15th annual A Chocolate Affair on Sunday, February 8th at the Chapel Hill Sheraton. Indulge in tantalizing chocolates provided by popular Triangle restaurants. Find your sweetheart a scrumptious Valentine's Day gift at the live and silent auctions. And vote for the most decadent sweets in our Best of Chocolate Hill dessert competition. Delightful details at cancersupportforyou.org. Thank you, WCHL. For caring about our community.
Don't miss the WCHL Weekend Shows, designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Gain new tips on making your career goals a reality with the inspirational stories on The Art of Potential, hosted by Christian Heemstra. Curious to learn all sorts of new things? So is D.G. Martin, host of Who's Talking. Join him as he uncovers a vast range of subjects from people in our community. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the whole weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover weather, 38 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for partly sunny skies early and then mostly sunny later on in the day. In other words, pretty nice day. A little bit wet out there because of the rain we had last night, but we do have a really small chance of an isolated shower later on in the day. Very breezy, very windy later on in the day. Wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies, colder temperatures, lows in the low 20s. On Saturday, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. On Sunday, a cloudy day with a chance of rain in the afternoon and the high in the upper 40s.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
733, 28 degrees, I beg your pardon, 38 degrees this morning at WCHL. Actually, the beginning of a fairly nice day. Smoking, poor diet, and the lack of exercise mean that those of us here in North Carolina aren't doing too well. North Carolinians are living with more chronic disease and also dying sooner than the average American. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on this story.
According to the NC Prevention Report Card, North Carolina residents are struggling to meet public health goals for tobacco use, nutrition, obesity, and physical activity. Rachel Zucker is the Research and Evaluation Coordinator for the Chapel Hill-based nonprofit Prevention Partners. She says the state's grades are not good.
Right now, we're not doing great. We have a C in tobacco, a D in physical activity, and Fs in both nutrition and obesity. So there's definitely work to be done.
The report measures state progress on national public health goals set for 2020. Tobacco use continues to be the leading cause of preventable death in the U.S. And here in North Carolina, residents are smoking at a higher rate than elsewhere. Zucker says this year, North Carolina earned a C for tobacco use, down from a grade B last year.
In tobacco policies, other states have continued to make progress, whereas we've kind of stayed the same. So I think we're seeing ourselves slide a little bit in tobacco maybe, which is too bad because previously we had been at a B and we were really seeing that as a great area.
The report points to policy changes at the state and local levels that could lower tobacco use, including designating more smoke-free places and increasing funding for cessation support services. When it comes to nutrition and obesity, the report suggests economic challenges are hitting families hard. 17% of North Carolina households face hunger, and at the same time, 2 out of every 3 adults and slightly more than a quarter of North Carolina high school students are overweight or obese. The problem is more significant for those with lower levels of education and income. Zucker says obesity and poor diet go hand in hand, as it costs more to eat well.
You can be malnourished and obese. There's a difference between nutrition and obesity.
Compounding the problem, the majority of North Carolina's adults are not getting the recommended weekly minimum amount of physical activity. Zucker says when it comes to changing the state's health grades, workplace programs can have a big impact.
Because people spend so much of their daily lives at work. And so if we see workplaces passing policies to promote cheaper, healthy foods, time for physical activity or access to those facilities, helping employees quit, we really see that as key.
Prevention Partners is launching an initiative with some of North Carolina's largest employers to try and change workplace culture to support healthy lifestyles. Zucker says the plan, called Healthy Together North Carolina, should reach up to 20% of the state's workforce. You can find out more, including a link to the full interactive report card, on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It was a celebratory day yesterday for the Chapel Hill Coverage Chamber of Commerce. It was an annual meeting yesterday at the Chapel Hill Sheraton Hotel. Several honors were handed out during the proceedings yesterday. One award went to a public servant for partnership with the business community, and this year that recognition went to Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith.
I'm very honored to have been singled out, but the responsibility for it doesn't rest on my shoulders. The people in this room, the folks I serve with on the council, extraordinary town staff led by Roger Stancil, the partnership with our university, the forward-thinking business leadership in this community, that's what's responsible for the achievements that have been listed out. And I couldn't be more honored to have a little part in helping make all that happen. So thank you all very much. Still a little shocked. Thank you.
Jeff Strickler was there to give an update on the status of Hillsborough Hospital joining the UNC healthcare system.
Our emergency department will be opening first July of 2015, followed in August by performing outpatient surgery there at Hillsborough Hospital, and then finally all of our inpatient units will begin to open in September, and the hospital will be fully opening and functioning at that time.
There was also a special award given out to longtime Orange County Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass, who retired recently. He was recognized with the Duke Energy Citizenship and Service Award. The finalists for the Chamber's Businesses of the Year were also named at the meeting. You can see the full list of the finalists on our website, chapelboro.com. And in other news this morning, sports-related news, I'll tell you about Charlotte Smith. You may know about Charlotte Smith. She is very famous when it comes to women's basketball at Carolina. And, in fact, she's the one who hit the winning shot when North Carolina won its national championship. Even after 20 years after she led Carolina to its only national title in women's basketball, the honors keep coming in for Charlotte Smith. She's been announced as among 10 newest inductees into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame. And she says it's quite an honor.
It's overwhelming. I'm just really, really excited about this honor. Proud to hail from the great state of North Carolina, great state that has a rich tradition and legacy in the sport of basketball. And, I'm just extremely honored.
Charlotte Smith is a Shelby native who was the first women's player to have her jersey retired at Carolina back in 1996. After 11 years as an assistant at UNC, Smith is now the head coach at Elon, where she's led the Phoenix in its first season in the Colonial Athletic Conference. So far, Elon is in third place with a 5-3 league record. Smith says going from the short bus rides of the Southern Conference to the Northeast plane trips of the Colonial has been difficult.
You know, we had two players, you know, our freshmen who had never even flown before, so I was more concerned about them keeping it together on the first flight. And it happened to be a little bit of turbulence, so they were panicking slightly. But the biggest adjustment is just, the traveling, the flying. You know, flying, it's convenient, but at the same time, you know, it can be very draining.
Of course, Smith is best known for her game-winning shot against Louisiana Tech to win the 1994 National Championship. It's something she still hears stories about from fans to this day.
It's always really cool to hear the stories of people, of where they were and what they were doing. Like, I wish I could put together a documentary of, you know, the stories of, you know, people saying, you know, I was at home and I had my baby in my hand and I jumped up so high I almost dropped my baby. And, you know, just all of these crazy stories that you hear about. And people, you know, it's such a powerful moment that people remember precisely, like, where they were and what they were doing.
Charlotte Smith will be inducted during a banquet in Raleigh on May 15th. Into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame. Congratulations to her. And quick note this morning about the football schedule for Carolina coming up. It was announced yesterday, a season-opening showdown in Charlotte against South Carolina. 7 home games at Keenan Stadium and a Thursday night game on the road at Pittsburgh are the highlights. The ACC announced that yesterday. Carolina will also close out the regular season against North Carolina State for the second consecutive season. It will mark only the second time in history the Tar Heels have played their regular season finale in Raleigh. Renewing their ACC-SEC interstate rivalry, the Tar Heels and the Gamecocks will collide at a neutral site to be played in Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium, which is, of course, home of the Carolina Panthers. Tar Heels will be out for some revenge. A couple of years ago, UNC lost in Columbia in a Thursday night game to open up the college football season. Carolina will square off with 8 teams that went to a bowl game this past season, including the last 5 opponents of the season. You can view the complete 2015 UNC football schedule on our website, chapelboro.com. Of course, speaking of football, got the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. And Nikki Morse, I know you're pulling for Seattle.
Right? I am, absolutely.
So am I.
I don't have a choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, you know, when you live with somebody from Seattle, they don't give you a choice.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Seattle fan myself. I like Russell Wilson a lot, even though he did play at North Carolina State. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Seriously. You know, he's a great quarterback. But there's another great quarterback on the other side of the field, and that would be Tom Brady, of course, a veteran. And New England Patriots have a lot of fans around here, too. So
very true.
I'm not dissing them at all. Art Chansky being primary one.
Well, my mother is a huge Patriots fan. Yeah, she's from there. Well, she's from Massachusetts. Half my family's from Massachusetts. So I'm kind of torn myself. But, I mean, I'm not torn at all. I know somebody else is listening. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think, you know, now that we're past all that stuff about inflating the footballs and everything, I think it's going to be a good game. You just think about football.
I hope it's a good game.
About the teams. I think it should be fun. And, of course, there will be a lot of people out there who will tune in for the commercials.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to know what the Super Bowl commercials are going to be.
And you know what? I kind of like the commercials, too. But then again, I get kind of distracted when you go off the game to the commercials. I usually do what I normally do, and that's run around and do other things. So
yeah.
I tend to miss them and then go, oh, yeah, I was supposed to watch the commercials.
Yeah, a lot of people will do that, too. Most people do that, you know, get up and do other stuff, go to the kitchen or whatever. But a lot of people stay right there in place so they can see the commercials during the Super Bowl because then they're going to see a whole bunch of new commercials.
Mm-hmm.
They're just curious.
And that's why they cost so much.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some talk about the halftime show. This year it's Katy Perry. Don't care a lot for her. But also Lenny Kravitz will be there.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about Lenny Kravitz now. I love Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. But I also am a fan of Katy Perry. I think she's awesome. Yeah.
Well, cool.
She's really good. So I'm excited.
Well, that's the halftime entertainment. And it's always a big deal when they announce that. Well, 743, WCHL with chapelboro.com, our website. It's quite busy right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Before we forget, get registered for the Healthiest You contest. That's on our website. So you can go to chapelboro.com. A lot of great prizes up for grabs there, as well as, what is it, a year worth of
our year's a 1-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers
for
the members of the team, you know.
Absolutely. That's a great deal. So make sure you get registered for that.
Yep.
And can I have a... drum roll, drum roll please. For our January shortlist winner, the best automotive place goes to F&F Automotive.
All right.
They're a fixture in Carrboro for more than 50 years, and apparently it's paid off for them because they've won this month. So congratulations to them.
And there's some pretty stiff competition there, too.
Absolutely.
Really good places on that list.
There sure are. Also, I want to congratulate my high school in Beverly Hillsboro. The Orange High Wrestling Team managed to have a big win over Chapel Hill. They clinched the Big 8 Conference Championship. So congrats to the Panthers. Also, business after hours at Hot Tin Roof. Speaking of Beverly Hillsboro, Susan Murray was there and get some great pictures there. What do you, don't laugh at me. This is going to stick one day, mister. You just wait. You wait. I can see it happening. It's all in my mind. There's a lot of things floating up there.
Yeah. Beverly Hillsboro. That's where I long to be.
Hey.
Beverly Hillsboro.
I like it. Yeah. Right, even Mayor Tom Stevens was there, by the way.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So, you know, check out those pictures when you get a chance. Chapelboro.com.
I saw him yesterday across the way at the chamber thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a chance to say hello, but of course he was there. Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later. Neris Levy has today's commentary coming up, and we also will have a look at the Word of the Day with Wayne Pond, and today's Clean Joke, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero is pretty special, too. That's all on the way.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Neris Levy, and I'm on the board of the Orange County Literacy Council. Essential in our modern society is the ability to read, write, and communicate electronically. In Orange County, there are over 15,000 adults who can't read and write. Illiteracy is a social disability. It is often not the fault of those who fall into this category and is frequently a byproduct of educational neglect. As Orange County's educationally disadvantaged adult population ages, it becomes increasingly difficult for them to communicate with healthcare and local entitlement agencies, while our rapidly increasing paperless world puts them at even greater risk of being left out and underserved. We can all help alleviate the situation by helping identify those in need of literacy tuition in our communities and convince them that there is help out there. It's not their fault that they can't read and write, and there are at least 15,000 people in our county like them. We can direct them to the Orange County Literacy Council and our various public libraries, who will all have information about literacy classes. Meanwhile, those of us inclined to help out by teaching can become mentors, opening up the world of words and communication to people who have had to rely on tricks to shield themselves from public discovery of their illiteracy is highly rewarding. So get involved. Go to the Orange County Literacy website and help your own neighbor or friend discover the world of words. We will be a better world for it. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Pilot for just $320 a month with zero due at signing. Or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during the inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete details.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season in the Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitchlumber.com. Go Heels!
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases, at Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina, delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calica, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Hannah Ruth presents Love is in the Air Sweetheart Ball for all seniors ages 60 and up. The semi-formal event is on Friday, February 6th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Seymour Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Both singles and couples are encouraged to attend. Join us for a night of food, fun, and dancing. For more information, email hannahruthfoundation@gmail.com or call 919-260-4555. Thank you, WCHL, for supporting local nonprofits.
Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. Now here's Nikki.
No reports of any accidents, so that's good news if you're getting ready to head out of the house. 15501, just busy both directions between 40 and Franklin Street. And 40 eastbound starting to pick up a little bit if you're heading into RTP. Expect full lanes and segments from 15501 out to Davis Drive. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Go on online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers. It is 37 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny early, mostly sunny later on in the day. So it's going to get better, I guess. We do have a slight chance of an isolated shower. Rather breezy late in the day, I'll say, with wind gust up to 35 miles per hour. High today about 48. Tonight clear, cold with a low in the low 20s. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And then on Sunday, a cloudy day, a chance of rain in the afternoon and the high in the upper 40s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. It is 7:51, and the beginning of what I think is going to be a pretty nice day here today. And we have Wayne Pond standing by with the word of the day.
Say the word, you'll be free.
Yes, sir.
Say the word, and be like me.
How are you this morning, Dr. Pond?
Oh, fighting a little case of the sniffles, but
oh, man.
I tell you what, I will overcome. How are you, Ron Boy?
I'm doing okay. Yep. Ready for the weekend, I'll tell you that much. Ready for the weekend.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl, Ron? You got a prediction?
Well, I predict it's going to be Seattle, but I do think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, you got a kid out there in that neighborhood, right?
Well, my son's in Oregon, but...
Yeah, neighborhood, I said. Neighborhood.
Yeah, in that part of the country. Yeah, but I'm kind of a Seahawks fan. Archansky, on the other hand, if you get in touch with him, will tell you that the Patriots are going to win. And Nikki will also tell you that the Seahawks are going to win, by the way.
Absolutely.
Well, she's part of a company. I have a granddaughter who lives out west who is absolutely devoted to Brady and the Patriots. So that's where my money is, just to... keep peace in the family, huh?
Sometimes that works.
Exactly. Well,
all right, here we go. The word of the day. Boy, this is an unusual one. I tell you what, reached the top of the stack and never know what you're going to get. The word of the day is sterets. Sterets. It is, I think I've got that pronunciation correct. The spelling is S is in Sam or son. S-T-A-R-E-T-S. S-T-A-R-E-T-S. Sterets, or one variation is to put a kind of Y sound in front of that last syllable, sterets, if that makes any sense. Turns out this is a word that comes into English by way of Russian etymology. It means, in the literal sense, an elder, somebody who is elderly, I guess old or older, and more generally in the Eastern Orthodox Church, a sterets is a spiritual advisor. So, man, I tell you, this was brand new to me. I'm amazed that we haven't heard this term, I don't know, from all our friends in the journalistic side of habit, but there it is. S-T-A-R-E-T-S.
Uh-huh.
Nikki, Ron, you heard this before?
Absolutely not.
Never.
Nope.
All right, well, put it in the brand new Word of the Day category. There it is. Okay?
There you go.
All right, Wayne. Hey,
you happy with that?
I feel smarter already.
I'm just ecstatic. I really am. I'm going to go out and try and use that in conversation this weekend.
I never said anything about smart. I just.
I'm going to try to use that.
All right. Well, we're off the rails as usual for a Friday. So, hey, let's all have a good weekend. Talk to you Monday. Be good. Bye bye.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Call us Darren. Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word, spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Time now for the clean joke of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Nikki Morse.
All right, here's my disclaimer. I have to speak foreign languages here, so just bear with me, because I took Southern French in high school. Okay, here we go. A Swiss man looking for directions pulls up to a bus stop where two Americans are waiting. Uh-huh. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Yes, the two Americans just stare at him. Parlez-vous français? He tries, and the two still stare at him. Italiano? No response. Espanol? Still nothing. Swiss guy drives off. He's extremely disgusted. The first American turns to the second and says, you know, maybe we should learn a foreign language. Why, said the other, that guy knew four and it didn't do him any good.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
7:56. Good morning. This is WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Carrboro High School teacher Melissa Berry has students with moderate disabilities. Just listen to what these great kids are doing.
We are proud Carrboro Jaguars. And one of our emphases in the classroom is always, how can we help others? And we work really intensely both within the school and out of the school to try and do as many volunteer opportunities as we can to help the community. Last year, I thought to volunteer at Meals on Wheels. Meals on Wheels is a fabulous organization that provides warm meals to people in need. And we had earlier in the year written some cards to be included on the Meals on Wheels trays and baked some cookies. And I was able to coordinate with Stacey Yusko of Meals on Wheels to help organize one of the shipments that were going out for the day. So we did that last year and continued this year. And when we came in for one of those segments this year, she had a number of donations from Porch. And I have got some amazing students who have a lot of extremely good skills. And she needed to locate and make sure that each of the bag had two small candy bars. And when she saw how skilled we were at double checking those bags, she came up with the idea that it's a huge project that comes in on a monthly basis through Porch. And we decided to pair up together. Our class comes in once a month and helps organize the Porch donations, helping to assemble about 150 bags of food that will be delivered the following day by more routine Meals on Wheels volunteers.
Melissa says it's a win-win situation. Those nonprofit organizations get a lot of good out of it, and so do the kids.
I think that the overarching value is that everyone has a remarkable amount to contribute to the world. Each one of us, regardless of disability, has so much to offer, and by doing community service, we are not only helping others, but each of these students is learning a really valuable set of skills that they can take with them after graduating.
If you'd like to find out more,
contact me via email. I am at mbarry, that's M-B-A-R-R-Y, at chccs.k12.nc.us. Also, the Meals on Wheels is always looking both for volunteers and also for people who are in need of warm meals.
The kids are all right.
Go Jaguars!
Melissa Berry, a teacher at Carrboro High School. Today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design, and Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground, and Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, or go to stanleymartin.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It's 38 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Not as cold this morning, partly sunny today. Chance of an isolated shower. It's going to be very breezy. Some strong winds later on today. Our high today in the upper 40s, but those wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.